Title of this message is I am the protagonist of this age. God has only chosen one people and set them as a model of human cultivation. They are the people of Israel. Israel history shows the human history implicitly. That is, if they stand on the word of God, if they stood on the word of God, they were prosperous, and they walked out of His word, they faced hardships. They have a great conviction that they've been chosen. It's because they certainly believe that God, the only God, has been leading them for generations. Also, they have been keeping God's commandments very strictly until now. So they are very certain that they are chosen people. Although they lost their country for a long time and lived scattered all over the world, their idea, we are God's chosen people, didn't go away. But they stood again after all. They became a nation again. And they are standing above the nations of the earth. We see today's passage was applied to them as it was. It says, if you keep my word, I will set you high above all nations of the earth. God said, we believe that Manmin Church has been set up and led by Father God Himself. I believe that we've been chosen by God at the end time, like the chosen Israel. Then, we should be full of confidence and pride because we have learned from God's word and providence. The clock of Manmin has been progressed in the will of Father God. It'll also keep going precisely in the providence of God. Then, what is the next happening to us? It is blessing. We've been going through these special 2 years and passed it well. So, what will happen to us is blessing and will be the protagonist of this age. Today's passage is the beginning of Deuteronomy chapter 28. I feel like this word of God given to Israel is the word to us, Manmin. It is God's promise saying, if you obey me and keep my all commandments, I will set you high above all the nations. Well, there are many figures in a movie. There is a protagonist, hero, supporting actors, and passerby 1, 2, 3. There may be cameos. The one who is focused on, above all this, of course, the protagonist. Every word, look, and action of the protagonist leads the whole story. There is no protagonist who prickles or hesitates or who doesn't know his role. The protagonist does his role boldly without being intimidated at all, even under a dazzling spotlight. We who are standing on the last stage of human cultivation are the protagonist of this age. The whole world is watching Ma Min, wondering how the work of great reverse will happen. Heaven is watching Ma Min ministry and cheers us up. I hope you believe the time of blessing where the Father's glory is revealed greatly is coming closer and closer. I'm not just saying this with groundless confidence. I can say four reasons why we can be blessed to be the protagonist of this age. The first reason is that we have passed the time of test very well. Also, we cannot help but receive blessings because we've been living by the truth and sowing diligently. Most of all, we have special grace that we can experience what happened in both the Old and New Testament times. So when we look into these four reasons one by one tonight, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may understand it well and be full confidence and have full confidence and faith to say, I am the protagonist of this age. The reason why I am the protagonist of this age is, firstly, that I have overcome tests and trials well with faith. James 1:12 says, blessed is a man who perseveres under a trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. A man who perseveres under trials, so we are blessed. And once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. So we will receive the crown of life. We learn about true faith while living a Christian life. But learning it a lot is not the same to have true faith. How much you have cultivated your heart with truth and how much you are practicing the word, the truth, how you act at the moment you have to show faith. Through this, you should show it as evidence. Through the process you pass with faith, you grow in faith step by step, and you are led to the way of greater blessings. We adore the fathers of faith. However, they didn't only enjoy the glory and honor. None of them walked the way of comfort. They all went through tests and trials. Yet, they overcame all those trials over and over again. Those trials, after all, made them the fruit of glory. Likewise, their trials were faith and glory to them. Men of God who manifested great power sometimes encountered hardships and adversity that normal people could never handle. But because they passed it with faith at every moment, they could glorify God more greatly and became the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When God said to Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac as a burnt offering, he passed it with thanks. And he was recognized to be righteous. And after that, he was called as the father of faith. Our senior pastor passed many trials too. Since he opened this church, well, even when his three daughters were poisoned to death by the briquette gas, our shepherd offered thanksgiving prayer first to God and left everything to God with faith. As a result, seeing his trust of faith, God didn't only save his three daughters, but also raised them as wonderful pastors. Amen. When he was discharged from the former denomination, when he went through the death-like trial by a broadcasting accident, he left everything to Father God alone, and he held on to the goodwill of God so he could overcome them. After these tests and trials, he came to accomplish the level of power that even lifeless matters obey. God blessed him to make his own denomination so that he could preach the gospel to the whole world to his heart's content and fulfill the completion of the power. Therefore, we should look at the things our shepherd is going through now with the eyes of faith, expecting the things to happen in the future. Until now, we know well what kind of faith our shepherd has shown and what kind of glory he has revealed. What then would he be doing during this time? I believe that he must be praying to fulfill the Father's will with a new level of mind. Therefore, we can imagine what kind of things will happen in the future. Our Father God is unchanging. His works are unchanging. Even in many things happening in this world, look at his works. His love is unchanging. All the works that he wants to accomplish through us is unchanging. It didn't change. Father God is unchanging, and still he leads us to grow in faith. Also, he's leading us to reveal his glory. What is a test? Why do you see the test? Take a test. It is to measure how much you know, how well you understand the key points, and how capable you are. Also, through tests, we can grow and develop in our field. We've been experiencing many spiritual works that God is with this church and receiving grace and blessings in this church. We watched the Mami magazine with testimonies tonight too. We are seeing and watching the testimonies, and we are experiencing those works of God. And we learn and we hear and we accumulate how we feel the Father God's love in our Christian life. And we've been glorifying God. Then how should we solve the problems when this Church of Life receives the test paper in the will of God? What is right to do if you have experienced such amazing works that God is with this church? First, we should have self-awakening not to forget the Lord's works we have experienced, not to lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. In addition, we have to gather our heart with prayer so that this church may not lose heart, because it is a church of life that cannot be found easily in this world. Also, we should feel the Father God's burning heart who wants his beloved children to pass this test well. Moreover, we have to have an earnest and faithful heart that God's plan must be fulfilled without an error.
마땅하다라고 여겨집니다.
For last 2 years, you've been solving the test very well. You kept your positions, your heart, and your faith, where people around you were living to different ways, and you didn't leave this church. It is the proof that you love the Lord more than your own family. Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30, Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. When your beloved ones and your family members went a different way, you must feel so sad and hurt. But because we should follow the truth, we had to stand by the side of the truth, even with painful heart. It is that you put up with it well and overcame well. If you overcame like this, if you have faith of overcoming, isn't it the same that you have passed the test for the faith of martyrdom? Our faith has grown like that much. Therefore, we are the protagonist of this age, and we can become the best fruits in heaven. Do you remember when our senior pastor said he would take us to New Jerusalem even by force? Only if we are with the shepherd and follow him unchangingly, we will find ourselves reaching New Jerusalem without knowing. The day will come. Loving brothers and sisters in Christ, we've been passed a big test very well. We who've passed the test are the protagonist of this age. The reason why I am the protagonist of this age is, secondly, that I've been trying hard to live close to the Word and live in the truth. When we accept the Lord, we can grow as God's children only after we are born again with water and the Holy Spirit. Here, water is God's Word. When you ingest the Word, you understand the Father God's heart and you can grow in faith. Although there are many words today, it's not easy to find the spiritual words that gives true life and change. At the time of spiritual thirst like this, we have overflowing spiritual messages explained by the senior pastor in this church. From Genesis to Revelation, we can understand the depths of the Father God's heart and His nature and the providence through Jesus, our Savior. Also, it's the message that pierces even to the division of soul and spirit of us and of both joints and marrow. While listening to these words of truth, we grow to become the man of truth. Therefore, we call this message the word of life, the holiness gospel. Well, I was greatly blessed from Mrs. Bongnim Lee at the Prayer Center Divine Healing Meeting last January. She said she's very generous. Especially when she cooks, she used to make a bountiful food. And she said it was her trace of flesh. Trace of flesh. When she was young, what she explained, she came to have greed for food because the people didn't have enough to eat at that time. So, even though she has everything in abundance now, she has a habit to make large amounts of food. Well, Well, I remember at that time, I didn't have enough food to eat. I ate some barley rice. And some young people cannot understand the time. And our parents had a hard time. Generation. And some people sang this song, like, do not run because you will become hungry. So we went through those times. And Mrs. Bongnim Lee realized that the trace of flesh like this. And I was greatly blessed to hear her comment that she tried to become perfect even by finding such detailed traces of flesh. I thought, this is the essence of the Holiness Gospel. If you keep changing by the Holiness Gospel, you will naturally receive blessings. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. We, Ma-min, cannot help receiving blessings. Our members have been longing for the word and trying to practice it so hard. You've been hearing and reading the word even aside from worship services. We can easily listen to the messages through internet or smartphone today, but in the previous days, we needed audio tapes to listen to the messages. After a seminar or a sermon finished, we went to the bookstore, church bookstore, to see if the audio tapes were released. Sometimes we dictated the message, listening to them between times. And people were healed of their diseases or received the solutions to their problems while listening to the sermons. Likewise, the word we are listening to gives us life and blessings. Because it's the word of life, many people in the world have been experiencing healings and grace when they listen to that message through internet, GCN, or YouTube. Only with the Holiness Gospel, we can awake the souls and make them take heaven by force. We should accomplish the world mission with this Holiness Gospel. Because we have this word, we are the protagonist of this age. We have to check if our eager for the word has cooled down during this refinement, and we should recover the eagerness for the word again. We could see that people who practiced the word were healed at the divine healing meeting last month. They were faithful according to the word of God. First, they tried to find what to repaint. If there is any wall before Father God, and they repent, and then they looked for what they were short of and tried their best to fill it. After preparing for the divine healing meeting with a longing heart like that, they received prayer with faith and they experienced healings. Likewise, we've been listening to the clear and concrete messages that we can find solutions in our life through those messages. The word is so important like this. That's why we, Ma-min, must be prosperous. Also, God's will must be accomplished through us, Ma-min. In Daejeon Ma-min Church, from this year, we are reading one chapter of the Bible and memorizing one verses of the Bible harder. So every morning, We are sending the verse they have to memorize for that day, so that they can start the day with memorizing the verse. They could check the verse with their smartphone. And we don't follow the order of chapters, but we send some chapters to read for every day. So they the members are reading the chapter every day. And they have grace from God all day long. And they feel that Father God is close to them. One of our members decided to read through the Bible. And an elder from the Central Church is sending in the one verse for a day because he's inspired in, by the Holy Spirit. Well, human body consists of more than 70% of water. When man grows old and aging progresses, this proportion decreases. When the water reduces from the body, it will naturally dry and skin will lose its elasticity. It is the same in spirit. If the word of God is dried up in you, you will lose spiritual elasticity and joy and fullness of the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 17:7 and 8 say, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Amen. Psalm 73:28 says, "But as for me, the nearness of God is my good." The Word is God. What is the nearness of God? It is the nearness of the Word. We should keep living near the Word and trying to live by the truth with these. Now at this time, when we have blessing to come, we should do so all the more. If we do not let go of this string of Word, God's grace will always stay beside us. Believe this. Also, as the protagonist of this age, we should try harder to begin quench the thirst of the Lord by delivering this word of life to all the souls. The reason why I am the protagonist of this age is, thirdly, I've been sowing well. God clearly says in Galatians 6:7, latter part, "For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." Our mommy members have been sowing so diligently for God's kingdom and righteousness. I think you've been very well, because you will reap as you sow. There are various things to sow. For example, if you take the front seat with a longing heart for worship service, it is one of the forms of sowing. It's good to save your seat to take a better seat. It is good. But it's better if you yield a good seat to others according to situations. Also, it's good and gracious to see that the sanctuary crowded by our members, not only for Sunday worship services, but also Wednesday and Friday services. Prayer and faithfulness on your duties are also the forms of sowing. All you sow in God is not in vain. You will reap as you sow. I accepted the Lord when I was a middle school student. And I remember that time
하는 것이 있는데 이제 그게 뭐냐면 동네에서 이제 종을 치지 않습니까? 교회 이제 예배 시간을 알리는 종을 칩니다.
There was a time of ringing when the worship service began in the church. The amen rang the bell for worship service to announce it. In my hometown, some churches gave the sound of music. After some time, and the people in the church were saying, wondering the sound of the music will be heard far away. So I said, we'll go and check. And while I was running, I prayed to Father God. I remember the prayer. Father God, I'm running to give glory to you, right? This is a form of sowing, so please remember this seed. I remember how I prayed at the time. I prayed, Father God, please remember this sowing and remember this. So if you do something to glorify God, it is a sowing before God. And so at the time, I didn't have enough money. Nevertheless, on Sundays, I gave offerings every Sunday to Father God. I was so happy and thankful to give offerings to God. Well, Ruth was a Gentile woman, but she received a great blessing. She came to a foreign land following her mother-in-law, and her life was difficult, but she was rather grateful for settling there. She was grateful to God of her mother-in-law and to the surrounding people. She thought that everything allowed to her was thanks to her mother-in-law. Also, she did her best to serve her mother-in-law. She's been sowing like that. Then, what kind of blessing did Ruth receive? Even though she was a Gentile woman, she became a great-grandmother of King David. She was honored to be remained in the genealogy of Jesus. Ruth is a great-grandmother of King David. Since this is recorded in the Bible, we can learn a lot from it. Ruth received great blessing because she had sown goodness. We can see the word that you reap as you sow is true through this word. We find that people who are divinely healed have diligently sown. It is a common thing. It's a common thing for those who are healed. They have been trying to be faithful. Most of them try to be faithful in their duties to be healed, to prepare for themselves to be healed in the divine healing meeting. They attended the prayer center's divine healing meeting diligently. They saw these the four answers by attending worship services and prayer meetings. God certainly pays you back as you sow and act. Therefore, we should sow when we can. If we miss the chance to sow, it won't come again. you should not miss it. Well, recently we are listening to the senior pastor's sermon, The Law in Sowing and Reaping, through Wednesday service. On the first session, our senior pastor said like this, it is the basic principle of receiving material and spiritual blessings to cultivate our heart and sow the seeds and care for them according to the word of God. As we sow and take care of the spiritual things, we can sow and care for the respective seeds according to the principle of blessing in order to receive financial blessings or to fulfill other kinds of needs. If you say, well, it doesn't go for me, I live by this word, but no matter how I do so, I don't receive any answers or blessings, then it is a lie. It can never be true. Senior pastor said this. Therefore, we should always check if we are sowing properly well. If the kingdom of God is accomplished by what we've sown, isn't it that you've sown well? If our senior pastor hadn't held the overseas crusades because the church finance was in difficulty, could we have borne abundant fruits like now? If we haven't done anything, would many people listen to the messages from this church and receive grace? Because our senior pastor sowed with faith, many people are listening to the message and receiving blessings of healing and answers. And even the people in the world take their photos before and after they are healed. Because our shepherd has been sowing with faith, with prayer and sacrifice, we are bearing many fruits at every part of the world. How greatly will our Father God be pleased with him? We have also sown for the world mission and soul salvation diligently. When our shepherd held overseas crusades, we joyfully participated in it and fervently prayed for it. Thus, we could give glory, great glory to God. As a result, Father God is pleased with us to set us high above all nations and makes us the protagonist of this age. This is why we should sow when we have to sow. We shouldn't miss the time to sow. We should pray when we should pray. There's a sister who is going to study in her university. Well, she was not interested in study in her high school time. When she became a 12th grader, she made up her mind to enter the university. The first thing she did was to worship in spirit and truth. Before, she didn't attend the service in spirit and truth. She couldn't listen to the message carefully. But because she made up her mind and she received grace through the message, and she was strengthened to study well because Father God gave her grace, and her level of grade increased, and she entered the university, National University, by God's grace. Also, she received the scholarship for whole semester. With a small help of Father God, you can receive such a blessing. It's not difficult to move the heart of Father God. When you can do, all you have to do is to sow things before Father God. And Father God will remember that and He will help you. When we pray, well, once our Mrs. Bongnim Nee gives us a prayer title at the Daniel prayer meeting, we should pray for it with all our heart. It will be accumulated one by one and we will receive answers. When we receive the senior pastor's prayer for the sick, we should not miss the time. There are some people who will not receive the prayer with a whole heart, but please do not miss it, but receive the prayer wholeheartedly. So when we receive the prayer for the sake of the senior pastor, we should receive it with all our heart. This is how you sow well. Therefore, we need to sow with all our heart. Say amen when you should say amen. And when you should amen, say amen. If you do not say amen, it will be different greatly. If you do not say amen, it may be comparable, but it's not that you are sowing. If you do not miss the time to say amen, you are sowing very well. And you should have the heart that you should say amen. And the same goes for clapping your hands. Clap your hands when you should clap your hands. When I had a prayer title for, and I clapped my hands because I skipped clapping hands for a moment, so I clapped my hands twice, not to miss the chance. So also, it's just so well if you glorify God with praise when you praise, when you should praise. You should not just stay still while others are praying, or you should not think it's bothering to praise or clap hands. The same goes for being faithful. Well, if you do not sow anything in a field, does the field remain as it is? No. Weeds will grow. So, if you have a field to sow, then you have to sow seeds. Let's say there is something to do together with others. Also, when you have a duty to do, accomplishing it will be the sowing, and you will reap blessings from it. If you don't do what you should do, even when you can do, it doesn't just end as it is. It is that you sowed it the wrong way. If you sowed wrong, you will reap wrong. What you should remember in sowing is that you should be careful not to make it collapse and not to say negative words. In the time of Prophet Elisha, king of Aram, came up with his army and surrounded the city of Samaria. They tried to defoliate the people in the city by keeping men or supplies out of the city. Then there was a great famine in Samaria to the extent that they even ate their own children. Then the king of Israel, Jehoram, put this blame on Elisha, the man of God. He misunderstood God. He misunderstood God has sent disaster to kill him. And he went his messenger to kill Elisha, the prophet of God. Then Elisha said to, listen to the word of God. He proclaimed, tomorrow a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And then a royal officer said with disbelief, if God should make windows in heaven, could this thing be? Then Elisha said, now behold, if the Lord should make windows, she said, behold, you will see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat of it. How did it go? The officer was trampled by people and died. It's a case of way too much wrong sowing. We should be careful not to sow wrong, because you reap as you sow. Also, we should be careful that what we sow will not collapse. There is someone who regrets now about what he has sown with gratitude thus far. It is a big problem. Then what will happen? Father God gave grace to him, but it is to spill the grace he's received. It also means to deny God's great grace and love. Galatians 6:8 says, for the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And verse 9 says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. This is the word given to us. God surely lets us reap what we sow at the best time. We should believe this. It's a such touching story that the king Hezekiah became sick to death but revived by God's grace. When Isaiah delivered the word of God to him saying, you shall die and not live, how much he must be shocked and disappointed. Then he put down himself thoroughly and cried out to the Lord, praying like this. Remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight. And he petitions to save him. This confession was true. King Hezekiah, the 13th king of Judah, was a king of good faith who appeared 300 years after David. He purified the sanctuary and he pulled down the high places throughout all Judah. And he recovered the Passover nationwide, and he strived to recover the faith of the Jews. That's why King Hezekiah could boldly pray, remember how I have done what is good in your sight. At this prayer and tears, God healed his disease and saved him. Likewise, sowing is saving. So if you sow things, you can use it when you need. Also, it is like planting a tree. If you plant trees in a mountain, the mountain will be full green, and you can get many woods. So, loving brothers and sisters, King Solomon said, "Vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work which he has under the sun?" Now, what is the things not in vain? Only giving things to God is not in vain. We've been sowing with prayer and devotion until now. We sowed with ministry, charity, and evangelizing. We've been sowing with faithfulness. These are not in vain. All those will become rewards to us. Exodus 25 and 6 say, "For the Lord your God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers and the children on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." You can feel the love of Father God melted in this word. If you love God, your children will receive the blessing. And from generation to generation, Father God promised to bless them. So to the thousands of generations, Father God promised to bless. And if you hate God, and then you will... God says God will visit iniquity. Father God wants the wrath of God finished on the third or fourth generation. And then He wants to give a blessing again. So we can see the love of God is melted in this word. When our shepherd completed the power of recreation 100%, and then when we accomplished the kingdom of Father explosively, then everything will be revealed so clearly. Father God promised that He will pay back what we saw. He will pay back with the answers to our desired heart. Or He will give blessing to our children. And when our senior pastor is will fulfill the providence, many of us will be used preciously. So therefore, believe that you are the protagonist of this age. The reason why I am the protagonist of this age is, firstly, I have God's special grace that I can experience what happened in both Old and New Testament times. We, Mamin, received special grace. We are privileged to experience the same works to both what God has done and what the Lord has done. We could imprint all those things, all those works, on our heart. What does this mean? Fathers of faith in the Old Testament days communicated with God, and they were used by God. And disciples of the Lord in the New Testament days were educated by Jesus Himself. And they heard His word and saw the signs and wonders Jesus manifested. So how good would that be? Because the fathers of faith could communicate with God, and the disciples of the Lord could walk with the Lord Jesus. However, today, we receive the same grace with them through our shepherd, as if we were in that time. Let me give you some examples. When Abraham and his nephew Lot couldn't stay together, but had to be separated, Abraham let his nephew Lot choose a good land first, saying, "If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left." Abraham could have chosen good land first, but yielded the chance to his nephew. Then But law didn't say, no, you should choose a good land before me. Law chose a well-watered and fertile land first, and he left. But Abraham didn't feel uneasy at all. When his nephew Lot chose a good land, Abraham was rather happy because his nephew could choose could live comfortably. Here we came to understand the goodness of Abraham, who sought others' benefit before his own. We realized that this heart was the heart after Father God, Father God's heart. So we are cultivating our heart to be so. Actually, even though we choose good things in our sight, like Lot did, it doesn't make us to live a life of blessing. It is more important whether God is with us or not, wherever we are. We realized this from the case of Abraham. So we are living a Christian life that we rely on God like that. In the New Testament days, Peter was a fisherman. How could Peter, the fisherman, become the great apostle who manifested amazing power? It is because he met Jesus. Peter was taught by Jesus and imprinted his works on his heart one by one. He came to obey whatever Jesus said. So he could obey when Jesus said, "Go to the lake and throw out your line, take the first you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." If you use your flesh or thought, you cannot obey to this kind of word. But Peter obeyed. Also, when Jesus entrusted an important thing, he used the disciples who could obey as his aid, such as Peter, James, and John. It's because without obedience, things will be delayed. So, Jesus used the disciples who could obey. I'm saying this because we can learn these things as they are. No matter how difficult it seems to be, it can be done when we obey. We can realize this. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. Yesterday, we held the graduation service of a theological seminary. And Pastor Shinhyun Moon, the principal of the seminary, delivered a message entitled Obedience. He prayed very much for to fill the heart of obedience. And when we needed a pastor for Miryangmamin Church, the pastor Daehijo was selected. But he's never thought of being a pastor of a branch church. But he was given a chance to become a pastor of Miryang Church. When he heard it, he said, "Amen." He said he obeyed immediately. And after Friday night service, he went to Miryang. At the time, he didn't know where it was. But he obeyed. So, and he's in the history of Mamin. And he's doing a great job in our church. Peter walked on the water, when Jesus walked on the water, we can say Jesus could walk on the water because he is the Son of God. However, Peter's walking on the water is an amazing accident. I mean, incident. It was possible because Peter was in the spiritual space where Jesus was at that moment. We knew it was recorded in the Bible, but we couldn't understand its deep meaning. But through our shepherd, we came to know about the spiritual space. Also, through watching the movement of stars, dragonflies, and rainbows, we came to believe the invisible spiritual space. So we came to understand easily the spiritual realm. We came to understand how Peter could walk on the water. We received such grace that we could believe. I want to say that thanks to our shepherd, we are living our Christian life feeling as if we were living near to those who lived in the Old and New Testament days. We came to understand what kind of heart the fathers of faith relied on God, how they obeyed, and how they were faithful. We've been listening to the messages and receiving grace as if we were in their time and were watching the works in the Bible before our eyes. Abraham is the protagonist who showed a good example of faith, right? Peter is also the protagonist of his age, right? We came to harbor the world like those fathers of faith did. And we came to have a sense of duty to fulfill national evangelization. We came to have faith to become a great joy to the Father, God, by building the grand sanctuary. We came to have the pride, I am the protagonist of this age. We can do so because our shepherd showed us what happened in the Bible so clearly. It was possible because Father God opened the spiritual door, seeing our shepherd. Without penetrating the spiritual realm, we can never know who God is and how He worked in the Old and New Testament days. Because our shepherd has penetrated the spiritual realm with many prayers and fastings, God gave us grace to understand even what we couldn't understand by reading the Bible only, such as God's providence of creation, the ministry of the Lord, and the heart of fathers of faith, and so on. We should not forget this fact. The bitter water of Marah changed into sweet through Moses. The works by the handkerchief through the Apostle Paul, these are clearly recorded in the Bible. However, it's amazingly happening the same to us who are living the present. That is, we are living in the vividest scenes of the Bible. We should know how special grace of God we are given because we are experiencing the same works in the Bible. We are the protagonist of this age. People in the Old Testament days didn't know about Jesus' time. People in the New Testament days know the Old Testaments, and they could receive the grace from the Lord. Yet, well, how about us? We can feel the grace of God in the Old Testament days. Also, we can fully feel the Lord's love and grace. In addition, we can feel the fragrance of goodness and love from our shepherd. Also, we are experiencing the same works of the power which were recorded in the Bible. So, we are enjoying the most abundant grace than ever. Then, anyone. Matthew 13:17 says, For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. But blessed are your eyes because you see, and your ears because they hear, says Matthew 13:16. You are truly blessed, right? Hallelujah. When we accomplish the world mission and the grand sanctuary with the shepherd in the future, how greatly will we glorify Father God? Just a few people in the Old Testament days entered New Jerusalem. Also, not so many people in the New Testament days entered New Jerusalem either. Just dozens of people cannot fill the wide and broad New Jerusalem. But Father God is gathering many fruits of New Jerusalem by pouring this special grace at the same time full of sins. And we, Mammin, are the protagonist. We are those who received great blessing that we are not envious of the fathers of faith in Jesus' disciples. So, we should be confident that we are the protagonist of this age. Let me conclude the message. There are some characteristics of the protagonist of a movie. Well, a protagonist, the main character seems to lose, but at the end, he wins in a movie. But the passengers, they died even by a slight shooting. Protagonist doesn't die. But Mammin is the protagonist of this age. So we will not fall in any trial. Do not fall in any trials. Today, I deliver the message why we are the protagonists of this age. First, we've been overcoming trials well. We have also kept holding on to the word and sowing diligently. And we have a special grace to experience what happened in the Bible. How grateful we are to live our Christian life in this church where we are made the protagonist. In this church, God allowed test for our bigger growth in faith and led us to live by the word. In this church, we are given chances to sow with our duties, money, and time for blessings. In this church, we can receive special grace that the fathers of faith and the Lord's disciples received. You belong to the church of these blessings. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may believe that you are the protagonist of this age and be proud of being Mammin so that you can live a wonderful life as the protagonist every day.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.